This is a life-changing message from New Light Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. And now, let's join Dr. I.B. Hilliard.
Repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I am a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. All right. In the book of Mark, or chapter 16, when Jesus was getting ready to leave the earth, he said to the disciples, verse 15, and he said unto them, go ye therefore into all nations, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Well, we've been teaching from the subject what to do when healing doesn't manifest quickly. What to do when you've been prayed for and you don't get an instantaneous miracle. What do you do when you need to stand in faith for your healing? That's what we've been teaching on. And we said that this series of lessons is most important because for the most part, we have to stand in faith for our healing because God does not promise us a miracle every time. He doesn't promise us a miracle every time. The Bible teaches us that miracles work as the Spirit will. So then, but the Word of God does teach us that we have a covenant promise of healing, and we can release our faith for those covenant promises. Turn with me, Bibles, to Psalms 103, and we see that there are benefits. One of the benefits for being part of the family of God, the covenant family of God, is that He promises to heal us. And we know that the promises of God are received by faith. Verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So I know that there are benefits for being a part of the kingdom of God. I am not immune from sickness and disease that's in the earth, but I do have the assurance from Him that He will help me in the midst of an attack. Verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities and who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. So I understand now that there is a promise that we have, a covenant promise that we have of healing, divine healing. Go to Psalms 107 while we're there in the Psalms. Psalms 107, and we see again what the Bible says about God's commitment to heal our bodies. Amen. Verse 20 says, Psalms 107, are you there? All right, all right. Verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent His what? His word and healed them. So there's healing power in His word. Well, we know that to be true. Go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. We know that His word brings healing because the scripture clearly says this, that the word is health or medicine to our flesh. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And we found out this week in our teaching that the word health there is also a word that could be translated medicine. So I understand that the word of God is medicine to my flesh. We have a commitment from God that divine health and healing is ours. Go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And so it is prophesied. Jesus fulfilled the prophecy. Amen. And so it is so that we have a right to expect divine healing, and we can receive that promise of divine healing through faith. Amen. So Isaiah 53 and verse 4 says, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now this is the report that is being talked about there in verse 1. It says, who hath believed the report? The report is that we can be healed. And not only is the Bible says, who hath believed the report, but to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And we found out that arm of the Lord has to do with His power. To the degree that I believe the report, I will experience His power. All right, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are what? We are healed. Now, that's a prophecy, amen? Now, go to Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8, we'll see what was going on when that prophecy was being fulfilled. Because there's a lot of controversy in the body of Christ about whether he's talking about spiritual healing or not. And that is really one of the main problems. The body of Christ just won't get together on it and just agree that Jesus wants us well, amen? All right. There in verse 16, it says, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, when they eat,